This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Election Commission has revised the schedule for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls, extending the deadlines for the exercise in 5 states and 1 union territory. As per the revised schedule of SIR in Tamil Nadu and Gujarat, the exercise will be completed by the 14th of this month. The deadline for Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands have been extended to the 18th of this month, while the deadline for Uttar Pradesh has been extended to 26th of this month. The publication dates for the draft electoral roll have also been revised. The Commission also noted that the enumeration period for Goa, Gujarat, Lakshadweep, Rajasthan and West Bengal ended yesterday. Draft electoral rolls for these states and UTs will be published on 16th of this month. The Rajya Sabha held a discussion on election reforms yesterday. The discussion remained inconclusive. The House was later adjourned to meet again today. Earlier in the day, the Upper House concluded the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth 1,387 crore rupees during an event in Imphal last evening. The projects cover a wide range of areas including health, education, roads and highways, tribal development, agriculture and others. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said these projects will generate employment, improve infrastructure and accelerate economic activity.
I am aware of the pain that the people of Manipur have gone through following the unfortunate violence. I want to assure you that taking care of the concerns of the people of Manipur is highest priority for us. My government stands with every affected family. The Union Government remains fully committed to strengthening harmony, ensuring security and supporting Manipur in its journey towards stability and prosperity.
The President arrived in Imphal yesterday on a two-day visit to Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, two leaders reviewed the progress in bilateral relations and discussed regional and international developments. He said that India and the US will continue to work together for global peace, stability and prosperity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Mr. Piyush Goyal, has said that the negotiations on the India-US trade talks are progressing well. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Goyal said substantial discussions over 5 rounds of negotiations have taken place already, added that a deal will only be done when both sides stand to benefit. The minister stressed that one can never negotiate with deadlines. Talking about the Indo-EU Free Trade Agreement, Mr. Goyal said there has been significant progress with both sides slated to meet in January again. 21 people from Assam's Tinsukia district are feared dead after a truck carrying 22 workers fell off a cliff in Arunachal Pradesh and Jhau district near the China border. So far, 14 bodies have been recovered. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief at the loss of lives in the tragedy. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 for the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the men's junior hockey team for winning FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the nation's youngsters and spirited team has secured India's first ever bronze medal at the prestigious tournament. Mr. Modi added that this incredible achievement inspires countless youngsters across the nation. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 51 runs in the second T20 encounter of the 5-match series in Chandigarh. And that's the end of the news bulletin.